Summer officially arriving today. I know in the fall and winter we talk about it like a lost friend. So let's get ready to enjoy it. I thought I'd have a little summer fun with you to mark the start of my favorite season of all. I've taken a bunch of summer songs and mashed them together to celebrate its arrival. I'm going to start with Frank Sinatra. How many of these artists can you identify?
The summer wind. The
summer breeze.
The summertime.
Started with Frank. That's the Beach Boys. I know there's a lot of summer songs I could have crammed in there. How many artists did you get right? We started with Frank Sinatra, then Seals and Crofts, War, The Motels, Eddie Cochran, Bananarama, Taylor Swift, Olivia, and John Travolta. Love and Spoonful. What else did I put in there? Bryan Adams, Don Henley, Kid Rock, Beach Boys. If you got every one of those artists right, well, wow, you should be in game show heaven. And pursuing a career in it. That was a lot. All right, hey, happy summer anyhow. Wow, it was summer like yesterday, 28 degrees, lots of tornadic activity, my goodness. Environment Canada assessing the situation as pretty much you and I do through social media, and if it's really bad, they show up in person there too, but they are looking at 8 different tornadoes, and the one that looked right out of the movies, like the movie Twister to me from a lot of the social media, is the one that seemed to be in the Frobisher area. From Connor Croft, who's a professional storm tracker.
Whoa, strong! Strong tornado! It's just to the right.
It's moving southeast, Connor. It's moving southeast.
Oh my gosh, a rainbow in the shot, too.
So Frobisher is about, what, 2.5 hour drive from us here in Regina, in that southeast corner, about a 30-minute drive east of Estevan. And west of Oxbow area there. There's also another storm chaser we saw and heard from, Brandon Kopic. He caught the same action.
Hay bales get tossed like toys in front of us, chat. Power lines down. Incredible tornado.
Yeah, 1-877-300-7275 if you have a story to share or video or picture. But thankfully, I'm not hearing of any instance where anyone got hurt. That's the main thing there, too. But probably some damage on farmyards in some of those areas. Friday, it is definitely a weekend where high schools are into graduation season. Week after week, it seems lately, there's been a graduation or two, and this weekend is no different. It's the last week of school next week. Congrats, by the way, to the hundreds of students who graduated from SAS Polytechnic yesterday. More grads will, of course, be enjoying their time this weekend, too. Lots going on. Hotels are jammed. There's a big FC Regina Summerfest. That's a huge soccer tournament over at the Real District, the Cooperator Center. And it's National Indigenous Peoples Day this weekend. And the celebration is on today, which is good timing because of the weather by the looks of it. 10 o'clock this morning in Victoria Park. Half of the park is going to be kids' zone activity. There's Inuit games, First Nations, powwow teachings, face painting, button making. Starts at 10 with a grand entry. The grand exit, which is also cool to see, we'll close the program starting about 12:45, too. And again, because of construction, parking options are limited, and a lot of the meters around the park are unavailable in meter parking. However, reminds you that transit for event attendees is free. Just let your driver know you're going to be taking part in the celebration, and they'll give you a free fare. But they also remind you, too, to take a blanket or a lawn chair if you're going as well. It's summertime. Officially, it arrives today, and the Riders are in Toronto. Green Zone pregame show starts at 3:30, kickoff at 5:30. Argonauts decimated by injuries, lots of injuries. Belton Johnson, this should be a win, shouldn't it?
This better be a win. And, you know, when I look at last week when the Riders, you know, they beat the Tigercats, but they barely got through, and I thought the Riders played down to their competition. So this week, Greg, I'm hoping that the Riders come out strong and finish strong, and I can't see the Argos winning this at all, Greg.
Joe Robustelli, this is the guy that has gotten the attention of a lot of people, including you.
He definitely got my attention during the the preseason there. I can't remember exactly how many catches he had. It might have been like 8 for over 100 yards or whatnot that last preseason game. But I'm looking forward to seeing what he's going to bring to the table here with Ben with the starting group, because he is one of those depth players that I thought could make an impact for this team. And guess what? He gets his chance tonight here, Greg.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. So overall, I think this is going to be a runaway for the Riders. It's going to be something like 30-something for the Riders. Do you want to give me a score on this one?
I would love to, Greg, because I'm with you. I think it'll be a runaway. I got a score of 37-15. And I don't know why I gave the extra 5 points to the Argos. Just maybe, I don't know. 37-15 sounds like a good one.
All right. Sounds good to me, too. Belton Johnson, our Grey Cup champ. You know that sound there. It changed summer forever. 50 years ago today, Jaws became a worldwide success, hit theaters, and would terrify generations. Whether you were in the pool, the lake, your bathtub, nothing felt safe. Oh, and let's just say the shark community didn't exactly get a PR bump either.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
But here's the real twist. Jaws, my all-time favorite movie. It actually almost sank before it ever swam because producers, they were taking a massive gamble on a 27-year-old upstart director named Steven Spielberg. And his first film, The Sugarland Express, it really hadn't even hit theaters yet. But they handed him the reins of the Peter Benchley 1974 novel. And he took it over. They gave him a budget of $3.5 million. The goal, wrapped the movie up in 55 days. The reality, it took 150 days because there were so many problems. And the final cost, $9 million to make Jaws. To put that in perspective, Mission Impossible, the new Mission Impossible movie with Tom Cruise, cost somewhere between $300 and $400 million to make. Now, the biggest diva on the set was Jaws. They named the mechanical shark Bruce after Spielberg's lawyer. Because nothing says man-eater like a litigator, right? But Bruce had one job, just terrified. But it couldn't even float reliably. Salt water was corroding the motor, and at one point, Bruce just straight up sank to the bottom of the ocean. As Richard Dreyfuss recalls, they sat around waiting hours for the shark to work.
We shot the film on Martha's Vineyard, and you could follow the progress of the film by the amount of radio mics there were all over the island. You heard... The shark is not working. The shark is not working.
But it eventually, had to be fixed up. And in the meantime, Spielberg said, okay, we don't have a shark. I'll shoot it from the shark's perspective. And it worked brilliantly. And things got so bad on the set, though, with alcohol, that they had to ban beer at one point. That didn't stop Robert Shaw, who played Quint, the man whose blood type may have been made of Glenfiddich.
Lupin, hurry it up now. Tie it on. Hurry it up, he's coming straight for us. Don't screw it up now.
Don't wait for me.
He battled with alcohol on the set. And during that iconic USS Indianapolis monologue, Shaw told Spielberg when they were going to shoot it, let me get drunk before it. It'll be more effective. He got blackout drunk. They couldn't shoot it. The next day, he's hungover, he's humbled. Shaw looked at Spielberg and says, let's try again sober.
Well, I said, whenever you're ready, we'll do it again. So the next day, he came prepared, completely sober, having edited, by the way, the scene that John Milius had written, 10 pages of a monologue about the Indianapolis. And in very few takes, we nailed it, just nailed it. And we finished that whole scene in a day. We were done by the end of the day.
And it's one of the most memorable.
So 1,100 men went in the war. 316 men come out. The Sharks took the rest June the 29th, 1945. Anyway. We delivered the bomb.
1975, 50 years ago today. Spielberg thought it was going to end his career because it took so long to make and he was above budget. But look at how his career turned around. And the rest is history.
Ready, little girl! I'm coming around again!
It's an all-time movie classic. 50 years old today, Jaws. You can either stream it or rewatch it. It's going to be on tonight at primetime. They're replaying it as well.
She don't care.
can hit up the rides at the Moose Jaw Hometown Fair. It is on this weekend. They had a big parade down Main Street last night. And today, West Coast Amusements, who serves our fair next month, the Queen City X, New Midway, is going to be here. And this afternoon at Moose Jaw, it opens up at 3 o'clock and goes through the weekend. Joining me now is Moose Jaw Mayor James Murdoch. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, my friend Greg. How are you?
I'm well. How did the parade go on Main Street?
I was downtown for a play production at the Mae Wilson last evening that I had to be a part of. So in seeing the parade going on, thousands and thousands of people going out, it was a beautiful evening, and it was great to see the excitement on the kids' faces.
It's a fun time in Moose Jaw. It's one of my favorite cities to visit in the summer. Going down Main Street is always a blast. Now, I know the hometown fair is on through Sunday. Are sidewalk days going to be coming back this summer?
Yes, first weekend in July, and sidewalk days just continues to improve and grow. You know, thousands and thousands and thousands of residents and visitors come out. So it's going to be just an exceptional 3 days. Also that same weekend, Greg, on the 4th of July, our local Moose Jaw Warriors have their alumni golf tournament with dollars raised going to the education program for the players. Theron Fleury, Bucky, Kelly Buckberger, Cody Beach, now NHL referee Beach, are going to be present at it. So it'll be a great event as well.
That'll be a hoot. And you got Shania Twain coming through town. Don't forget her.
Do we ever? Monday, July 7th at the Temple Garden Center. Single tickets, a few still available, but that will be the event of the summer.
Okay. Well, I would imagine the mayor would want to be at that concert just to welcome her, if you know what I mean. Wouldn't you want to just kind of say, hi, I'm the mayor. It'd be cool to meet Shania.
I guess that if I was asked, I could.
you could find the time.
There are likely others that would be more worthy of that.
So. Moose Jaw Mayor James Murdoch is my guest. And growing up in Regina, it was always a summer trip to go to the Moose Jaw Air Show. There is one thing I miss entirely. And I know times have changed, but are the snowbirds going to be making any appearances through Moose Jaw?
We are very fortunate and blessed to have our very own snowbirds. They're going to be doing an air show for Moose Jaw out at our local Moose Jaw Municipal Airport, just to the northeast of the city. That's going to be on Saturday, July 12th. Anytime the snowbirds are in the air in Moose Jaw, people take note. And just to have this opportunity, because their schedule has basically been set in stone for like a year in advance. So yeah. We were very fortunate and blessed to be able to have them.
That's perform. Great. I wish I had more time. Everything's going all right construction-wise, or is everything on pace?
The paving crews are out in full force with new roadway systems. Our city workers are being diligent with pothole repairs. It's just, things are moving.
Nice catch-up, Mayor. I got to have you on more often. And James, keep up the good work, and thank you so much for sharing what's going on in Moose Jaw.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate your time.
Summer officially arriving today, and looks okay right now, but the rest of the weekend coming up, although it's going to be great for the gardens and for farmers, it's going to be a pretty wet weekend. May hamper your plans here eventually, starting tomorrow and certainly into Sunday, but it is summer blockbuster movie season, and the very first blockbuster really was Jaws. 50 years ago today it came out, and it's my all-time favorite movie to this very day. It still holds up. If you want to watch it, it's on TV tonight, as a matter of fact, and you can stream it anywhere. Jeffrey Voorhees played the kid on the beach who begs his mom to go out in the water, and he's the one that gets on that yellow raft and unfortunately has a visit from the shark. He was 12 at the time of the movie being made. He's all grown up, joins me now. Jeff, welcome to the show. I guess over the 50 years, you yourself have probably watched that movie enough. How many times have you seen yourself eaten by the shark now?
If you say how many times you watched the whole movie, I would say probably in single digits. You watch it when you were a kid, and you only watch it so much. But if we're at a restaurant or a bar, someone's like, okay, you're about to die. I've seen myself die in it, because that's right in the beginning of the movie. So I've seen myself die more than 100 times, probably.
Did you see that? Were you ever disturbed by it, or was it just too fun at the time? You were 12 years old at the time, right? So,
well, when you first saw the movie, everyone's like, oh, were you afraid of the shark? No. We used to break in and climb all over the mechanical shark at nighttime. We were little kids. We knew where they stored it at the yacht club. So we go down there, play on it. And when I get eaten, the shark's nowhere near me. So you're swimming in this cold water. And Spielberg's like, at first the shark was going to bite a mannequin that looked like me. And they said, this is too gory because the head's flying up in the air and arms and legs are everywhere. That's where Spielberg goes, we're going to try something different. He goes, you're going to beg to go in the water, take your raft and swim out to it. When you get near that barrel, you couldn't see it from the shore. It's full of blood. He goes, when you get near that barrel, we'll say cut. Then they put a half a raft over this barrel full of blood. Then he goes, we're going to start filming now. And when it explodes, go underwater and stand there as long as you can. So you're 12 years old, you're all nervous, and all of a sudden, bam, blood shoots up your nose. It's going all over the place. And swim ashore, I go to Spielberg. He was only 27. Are we all set now? He's like, no, your arm came out of the water. We're going to have to do it again. And it would take 7 or 8 hours for that blood to clear out. The second time we tried it, he's like, no, your arm came out of the water. Day three, your leg came out of the water. Day four, your arm came out. And then finally on day five, he goes, this is taking too long. He goes, change of plans. We got two guys in wetsuits, and when that explodes, go underwater and stand there as long as you can. In the movie, you see me go up and down. It's two guys holding your leg, lifting your hand out of the water, and they pull you under and give you air. So day five, we finally got it.
Chief Brody?
Yes?
You knew there was a shark out there, but you let people go swimming anyway. My boy is dead now.
Following that movie, did that spur an interest in more acting roles, or what did you end up doing for a living?
No, we just moved to the island that year, and they were making a movie. They'll pay you $40 a day to be an extra in it, and you're 12 years old, so it's like, you know, I got a speaking part. We all signed up to be an extra, and they were going to get $40 a day, and they called a few people back, and I went down, and Spielberg was there. He goes, you have a speaking part. You'll get $140 a day. That was about it, but never knew about royalties. Like, when it came on TV, you got a check. It's like, what the hell is this? Thousands of dollars would show up. And it's like, over the years, like, my brother lives in Portugal. You get a little text from, good news, you just died on TV over here. It's like, you got a little check coming. So it pays to die.
It pays to die. I love it. That's awesome. Jeffrey Voorhees is my guest. Played Alex Kintner in Jaws, who was eaten rather early, as you've heard. Martha's Vineyard was Amity Island in the movie. Do you live nearby Martha's Vineyard now?
I was running my dog on the beach where I was eating a few hours ago. I still live on the island. I live right near the beach where I got chowed.
On the set of Jaws, did you meet Roy Scheider?
Yeah, you met all those guys. Spielberg felt bad. All these kids that were freezing their little asses off. He's like, you know, we're stuck out there for hours in the cold. And he's like, let's have some cookouts and baseball games. So you'd be out there playing with Richard Dreyfuss and those guys. And it's a small town, so you see them all over the place. And one time it's like there's a cookout and we're down there, Richard Dreyfuss, those guys are playing ball. And then you look down, it's like Robert Shaw, far away from everyone. It's like, oh, I'm going to go say hi to him. We're little kids. We run over, hey, how's it going? And you smell booze. And he's like, get away from me, you little shit. Yeah, he wanted nothing to do with kids. So it's a small island. So every time we saw him walking down the street reading scripts, we sneak down in the alley, jump out. Hey, how's it going? Just to piss him off. You know, you're going to be rude to the little kids. We're going to be a pain in your bunda.
$10,000 for me by myself. For that, you get the head, the tail, the whole damn thing.
Hey, man, I've appreciated everything you've shared with us. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, good luck with that, and you have a good day.